Good evening, everybody, and how are we all doing today? This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 11th of May 2023. I have got to say, I am so pleased with how my allotment is looking at the moment. There's a couple of areas. I put a little video out the other day, a bit of a tour, but it's improving since then. And there's a couple of areas that do need a bit of work, I was going to say. What I have been doing, and I've been saying this for months, I try and go to the allotment on the way home from work, except for Monday nights. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I go there on the way home from work. Now, Tuesday and Wednesday, it's mainly just doing a bit of weeding and watering. On a Thursday, like tonight, I was down there, I cut the grass areas using the strimmer, using a lawnmower, using those grass clippings as a mulch, of course, around my onions at the moment, and soon to be the garlics, and moving on from that. But then on tomorrow, it is Feed It Friday, and that is the day that I tend to use to feed a lot of my plants. So I go around adding plant feed to everything that needs a good feed. Now, you may be wondering why I'm bringing this up. And the reason I'm bringing this up is what I have found in the past. This is the little and often method. What I have found is that by doing this on a daily basis, I'm getting a lot of the boring jobs like the weeding and the watering, the maintaining jobs out the way. So come the weekend when I've got some time off work, it allows me to concentrate on some of the bigger tasks. And an example of this would be this weekend is it all depends on the weather, but I'm hoping that this weekend I am going to dismantle my old compost bin, which involves getting rid of everything that I have in there and putting it back into the compost heap, mulching the potatoes and leveling the ground out in that area so that I can eventually move my shed. This is going to be a great plan in moving forward. I'm also hoping to plant out my onions as I move down there and some of my other brassicas. So this is what I mean by doing little and often. Just means that weekends just free up some more time. Also means that my weekends aren't spent spending the entire day on the allotment, as much as I love doing that. Means I can do a few more things with the dog and with the wife. That's the idea anyway. Now, how do I fit in my home garden, you might be wondering. Well, again, I have been doing. It's a bit more tricky in this way, but I get up around about 6:30 in the morning, let the dog out between me and my wife, have a cup of coffee, catch up on the day's news, etc., etc. And then about 7:30, I head out to the garden. Now, what I'm currently doing is potting up, pricking out, sowing seeds and moving seedlings out to the cold frame from the greenhouse and so on, getting those ready to go outside. Once I've done that, I then start doing the weeding in the beds, just like down on the allotment. Now, I can't really at that time in the morning, I do this for about an hour before I go to work. At that time in the morning, obviously, I can't do things like mowing a lawn. Too noisy, it's not fair on my neighbours. But that does mean in the evenings, if I'm back early enough after going to the allotment, that I can then do that. So, and again, this is just all I find, little and often, it really is making that hell of a difference in making things look so much better. The garden's just easier to maintain. It needs less time. I enjoy spending a bit of time in the garden before going to work. I'm not a morning person normally, so this is quite a revelation for me. I wanted to share this with you guys because I know some of you do struggle with finding time for the allotment, and just little and often is all it needs. Now, I've already expressed what I'm going to be doing on the allotment this weekend. Here at home, I am getting the straw bale garden into action. Now, I've already planted a tomato plant out there earlier in the week, and I've sown some pea seeds into another straw bale as well to see if they will germinate. So what I want to do in the brassica straw bale, I'm going to be planting out some of the brassicas and see how they get on. And in the Carrots, straw bale. Going to sow some carrots and see how that gets on as well, as well as a few more tomatoes and other plants. It's all quite exciting. I'm also hoping to get some tomato plants planted outside. I've got a few tomato plants that have been outside all week now, and they seem to be coping okay. Just got Roxy, my dog, just came to see me. And now, obviously, things like squashes, it's still a little bit too early for squashes. Normally, I'll be looking at getting them done in the next week, but I think this year it's just a little bit behind. So I think we've all been saying it's a little bit behind this year. It's a little bit too cold. Now, the good thing is that this means that when it comes to sowing certain squash seeds, such as pumpkin, i.e. Bambino, such as I sent out this month, it's pretty much a good time to start sowing them. The weather is going to get better. And pumpkins, like the courgettes, what I find is that if we sow them too early, they get too big too quick. Therefore, they need to go outside before the weather is ready. So I always find saving these till around this time is a good time. Now, these pumpkins, they're very easy to grow, any pumpkin, but these pumpkins are pretty small. They're not the huge pumpkins that people would grow for Halloween. Anybody that hears or listens to the podcast will know I don't like to grow things for Halloween, but they are a popular thing to do with them. Instead, I just want to grow pumpkins for food. So what we can do is take those seeds. We can sow them directly into the ground over the next few weeks. Or what I do with mine, and I did this today, which is why I'm bringing it up, is I sow them into root trainers. Now, my root trainers are something I'm going to be talking about a bit more on Monday, funny enough. But my root trainers are, you get a tray of these little, basically like book things. That's the only way I can describe them. And you get four root trainers per book, and in an entire tray you fit about 36 of these, so you get quite a few. I feel they are quite expensive, I will grant you that. I managed to get a discount on them many years ago, and they are starting to deteriorate, so they may not last too much longer. But for squashes, because these are the deep root trays, so they are a good sort of 10 centimeters deep, so we put the seed in at the top and the root will go down as the plant grows. It gives them a bit of room to really get established. And then we take that root trainer and put that straight in the ground. That's what I'm doing. But you, of course, if you haven't got root trainers, then pots will be just fine. Just standard multi-purpose compost. I'm currently using a Quia compost, which is just Quia. And I add into it a bit of perlite just to act as like a sponge. And then I also add in some grow more and some bone meal, so there's some fertilizer and some feeds to get things going. Now, once these are growing, what it is very important to do, I find with these, is to make sure that we don't get any water on the stem as they grow, especially when they're young, because that can lead to stem rot, and it's, you often see it if water does happen. So what I like to do is actually place, and it's the same for cucumbers and anything in the cucurbit family, place the pots that they are growing in into a tray of water so that they soak water up. I find that works much better than trying to water from above. Now, once it is time to plant out, which next week, I mean, these are sown today, so it won't be next week, probably the week after. We just take that out, pot it straight into the ground, and leave it to grow. Pumpkins will take up quite a bit of space because obviously they grow long, as you can imagine. They are very good at creating a long, heavy foliage plant that we can use in a great number of, when it comes to the end of the season for compost. But we want them to grow fairly big, but what we want is the flowers. So once they start flowering and once they are established, we use a tomato feed just to help encourage that and help encourage the fruiting. In terms of watering, I try and water them at least once a week. And if it's dry, then we probably need to increase it a bit more. If you want to grow the really big ones, then you're watering them almost on a daily basis. But again, I'm growing for food, so want to keep the soil around there moist. but let them grow. Now, what some people actually do is they put like an old pop bottle, a soda bottle, or a fizzy drinks bottle. They cut the bottom off, and then they bury it down in the ground, and then they add water into the top of that bottle so that the water then goes down to the roots. That's a very good way, because that's where you need the water, of course. What I also do, and this is a good tip I find with growing pumpkins, is to actually plant them out in my compost bins. Obviously, these need to be the open type so that they can still get sunlight. But I find that adding the pumpkins to compost bins, one, it makes use of that wasted area that would not be used for growing anything. But it also, as the compost rots down, it gets warm, so the pumpkins benefit from that. But they also get plenty of nutrients from the compost breaking down as well. So you get bigger and better pumpkins. I put a video out yesterday, I think it was, which is one of the grow-along videos that I do. And somebody said that, yep, they've got the best and biggest pumpkins he's ever grown by growing it in the compost bin. So just to prove to me that it does work. Now, what we want to do when the pumpkins are grown and when we're looking to harvest them, which won't be probably October time, maybe a bit earlier, but I expect around the end of October, the pumpkins should be fully coloured and the stem should start to sort of look dry and brown. Then you know it's good to take that pumpkin and put it into storage. But when it comes to taking it off the vine, what you want to do is cut that stem off as close to the vine as possible. So you leave as much of a stem on as possible. That just means when you put your pumpkin in storage, it's less likely to rot. Pumpkins do last for a very long time, like many squashes. We've got butternut squashes that I harvested the back end of last year that are still in our kitchen. Absolutely fine. They will last for quite a while in storage, so that makes them great for using next year. Pumpkins, butternut squashes, can't think of any other summer winter squashes off the top of my head, but you get the idea. The winter squashes can last for a really long time if stored correctly. So there you go. Hope that helps and giving you a bit of information on how to grow pumpkins. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. We've gone on quite long for a Thursday, but I think the conversation is great. I will be right back again on Sunday for you guys. And until then, take care and let us know where you're up to in your allotment or your garden this weekend. Take care, guys. See you again next time.